listener production.
Hey there, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The Premier says they're keeping a close eye on police force numbers across the state. It comes as a new report reveals the Eastern Goldfields Regional Prison could open up to 100 additional beds amid extreme staff attraction and retention issues. Roger Cook says improvements to the State Police Academy hope to help the problem.
We're looking at the numbers in the police force very carefully. As you know, we doubled the capacity of the police academy, so we can now train 1,000 police each year. And so we're in a better position now to actually deal with the balance between recruitment and attrition.
Fresh warnings for farmers on the importance of data security. The National Farmers Federation encouraging farmers to take advantage of the Farm Data Code to help best protect themselves from breaches. The Federation's Gabby Seregra says it's important to stay protected as the industry continues to shift online.
The more we digitise farming and have our data out there, the more risk there can be exposure to vulnerabilities and misuse of data for farmers. And so we really want farmers to start thinking about how can we protect that.
A celebratory discovery at a Wheatbelt Wildlife Sanctuary. Four Western quolls have been born at the Mount Gibson Wildlife Sanctuary, the first of its kind in 100 years. The discovery was made after the animals were caught on camera tampering with a cat trap. In sport, a big season opener for the Central Wheatbelt Netball Association at the weekend. Quarter taking a big win over the Beacon Miracles, 91-9, while Ben Cubbin walked away with a 43-point win over the Comets. Round two kicks off this Saturday. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.